You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, June 20th, week 161 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it is with a heavy heart that I have to admit I was wrong last week.
Never. That can't be true.
In multiple episodes.
What?
Multiple episode correction.
You repeated incorrect things.
Incorrect information. And I spread that like a venereal disease.
Yeah. People are like, I always thought I could trust you until now.
I know. It is with something I'm very passionate about, too. Last week, if you listened to, I think it was the Monday episode is the first time I mentioned it. I claim that the Jay-Z lyrics, how they say, the OGs say, Hove, how high is high enough.
Yes.
Until we're eye and eye with the higher ups. I claim that lyric was from Drug Dealers Anonymous, but it is not. It is from the All the Way Up remix by Fat Joe and Remy Ma featuring French Montana and Infrared with the remix featuring Jay-Z.
So glad me and Brian were there to call you out on it right away.
Yeah.
I don't think we knew what you were talking about at all.
Pretty sure I could have gotten away with spreading that wrong information.
Specifically because you didn't even say, it wasn't even a wrong lyric, you just took it from the wrong song.
No, but I think I said it was from Drug Dealers Anonymous.
I don't remember that part of it, but that's possible.
Yeah.
I just remember you saying that line twice. I was like, he brought it back.
Yeah, I brought it back.
Bring it back.
I'm going to bring it back again.
I figured you brought that correction because you're going to keep bringing it up.
Yeah, every day.
And you're going to be like,
until Jay-Z is in that chair, I'm going to keep saying Jay-Z lyrics.
He's like, I just came on the podcast to get... I'm not even going to do a Jay-Z impression. I came on to get you to stop saying that.
Drew, Hove, it's like the same thing.
You're like, that's going what into is your that walk-in, voice? I think. You're going...
I'm like going like...
You're not
gangster Christopher Walken.
But you're going...
If Christopher Walken was a rapper...
Yes.
That's how he would talk.
That's what that would be.
Hove, I'm a big fan. I don't know. That's a weird voice. It's like, I don't know what I'm trying
that's
to do.
That's what I'm hearing is kind of Christopher Walken, but you're not committing fully.
Yeah.
So you're going like somewhere in the middle.
Because he talks like that, though. He's like, Hove.
Yeah. I get what you're trying to do. That's why I didn't attempt it, because it's like, I know that.
You like, I know what Jay-Z sounds like. Yeah, yes. The cadence is right. It's just the pitch.
Yeah.
If he talked like I sounded, he would not be married to Beyonce, I promise.
I think you're good saying that.
Okay, so Monday. It's the start of the work week. And Garfield hates him.
He hates him.
I'm actually looking forward to this Monday, though, because I finally start my new job.
Ooh, nice.
For the last week and a half. Last week and a half, I've been doing nothing.
You've been in a limbo position.
I literally just sat at my desk. Doing reading, listening to music.
Interesting.
I drank a bunch of coffee one day. I just tried every coffee they had.
Oh, I thought it was like...
Oh, no, because we had like a K-cup machine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe I should... I only drink one type. I drink like the donut shop coffee because in my opinion, that's the best. So let me try the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
All of them in one day.
You really gone. I was really right with the donut shop. Force back on this caffeine.
Full force.
But, you don't need one to get up still, right? Or do you?
Oh, this morning was a little rough. Saturday morning was a little rough. Is that what said? Yeah, Saturday morning. I've had 3 cups of coffee today.
Whoa.
I'm going in the deep end.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Diving right back in.
Yeah. Yesterday I had only 1 cup of coffee. Granted, it was a grande, so that's what, like 12 ounces?
I think so.
16 ounces? I don't know. Anyways.
Tall is 16, tall 8? I think.
No, tall is 8. Tall Wait, is the
tall
smallest
Tall is the smallest?
One.
Okay, that's the middle one. Venti's the biggest. That's like
Venti 20.
20.
Because it's Italian for 20.
All right. That's the easy one.
Learned that one from Role Models.
Useful movie. Very knowledgeable.
Because he's just like, that's like the first scene. He's like, can I get a medium?
Oh, yeah. They're at the...
And she's like, grande? And he's like, no, I want a medium. And she's like, it's tall, grande, or venti. He's like, 2 of those are the same thing.
Yeah. They mean the same thing.
Yeah. They're just large in different ways. What the hell is venti? And she's like, well, venti is actually Italian for 20. Trenta is Italian for 30, but Trenta size didn't exist at the time, and Trenta's only for ice drinks, so the point is not moot.
No.
Because that is a misnomer. But
why didn't they just go People with, say moot. Why didn't they do Italian for like 16 and 8? That's what they should have done.
Because I imagine those words are ugly.
I'm sure they are. They're like, they tried, and then they're like, nah, it'll be fine. We'll just do
People
one
People think
of them.
We're an Italian coffee shop.
They're going to be confused.
We're a Seattle coffee shop.
We're already confused, Starbucks.
Yeah, so Monday, superheroes and Star Wars news. Tuesday, the leftovers. You're like, what's the leftovers? Every bit of news that isn't superheroes or Star Wars. So you're like, give me an example, Drew. I can do that. Goodbye, Christopher Robin. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that new Ocean's 11 movie with women in it. Is that... I don't know how I feel about when I wrote that bit of news because I was like, mm-hmm. Female Ocean's 11 has a title. In this day and age, I think you can get in trouble for saying stuff like that. I think you should just say, New Ocean's 11 movie has a title. Because like they don't say like the female Ghostbusters movie. It's the new Ghostbusters movie.
But they
movie.
Do.
But not on this podcast. This is
All right.
North Carolina bathrooms are for everyone.
I mean, it's true because it's true. But, like, I guess. I mean,
I think we should just say everything is new. Like, we shouldn't say Barack Obama's the first black president. We should say he's the new president. Until we have our first female president, which when everyone's going to say that, I'm like, what's the difference? I don't see any difference. She's just the new president.
I don't think that's going to work out because I think they already started the historical thing when she got
she got the nomination.
Yeah, so it's going to
illegally.
Be out there. It's going to be
she
out
colluded
there.
With the Democratic there. National Convention.
Those super delegates, man, those seem
how
shady.
How could they? Yeah, I don't understand how that system works. Why are they super? And why are the regular delegates?
They're not super.
And then like the super delegates and switch sides. I think politics is the opiate of the masses. Our whole political system's a sham. I only believe in one leader, and that is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Can't say that with a straight face. Like Fast 8, Sicario, a movie that's close to my life, that's a surprise. This isn't as close as that one. Drug dealer no. murder movie because that was
very
like,
close
very close to my life.
Yes,
this is just very similar to my life, which mm-hmm. I think is really funny because it's the basis of a movie and I'm not getting any money from that.
No,
The Nun, Lego Movie, Finding Dory, Hamilton. That's what you can expect on Tuesdays.
Yes, they're like, why are you bringing it up now?
Yeah. Oh, music. I'm gonna talk about music this
Ooh,
week.
Rarity.
Yeah,
music world.
MMA news, probably not because I didn't read into it. Wednesday, we viewed, reviewed, we're talking about movies and TV shows and stuff that we saw. But not trailers. Because that's just
no.
Thursday.
No.
But Wednesday, we also have discussion. I'm like winded. Dude,
I can tell. You're like losing breath. You're like, I'm only at Wednesday speaking-wise, not even Wednesday recording-wise.
Yeah. I had a very large dinner. A lot of carbs. So this is going to be interesting. Discussion is on Wednesday. Thursday, we tell you who America's Sweetheart is this week. You're like, how do you figure that out? I don't know. Have you ever asked a bird how it flies?
I don't think anyone's asked that ever.
Have you ever asked the grinning bobcat why he grins?
The bobcat grins? There's a grinning bobcat?
It's a line, it's a line from
okay,
Colors of the Wind.
I want to see a grinning bobcat now.
I think that's the line. I don't know.
But wait, Colors of the Wind, like Pocahontas?
Yeah.
So I don't think Pocahontas has seen a lion.
No, ever. Bobcat?
But you said it was a lion. Smiling bobcat?
No, grinning bobcat, why it grins?
Yeah. I want to see a grinning bobcat.
Yeah. What is that, a lion? What do you mean?
I thought you said lion.
What'd no,
you
it's say? A line from Colors
a
of the
line.
Wind.
I thought you said a lion. I was like, what? What does that mean?
And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm going all loopy. I don't know what's
this
going
on.
This
is going to be an interesting week of podcasts, I think. I think if anyone studied the history of Destiny Pizzas, they're just going to see us dive deep into the insanity. Like,
yeah, they're like, they are going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think 161 weeks will do that.
Yeah, you. Do anything for 161 weeks.
You just go a little loopy.
Yeah, I'll get wavy, man. Yeezy.
Yeezy.
Yeah, you're seeing, like, so I'm on the Kanye West subreddit,
mm-hmm.
and on the new Kanye album, there's like an interlude, which was very popular in hip hop albums in the 90s and before, but it's him calling Max B, who he's like known as like the wavy rapper, who I guess isn't like, I don't know what his deal is, but originally the album was supposed to be called like Waves or something like that, and people went crazy, like, no, you can't be wavy, like, that's Max B.
Yeah.
So he has this phone call on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a Twitter beef with Wiz Khalifa, but it's like, Yeezy, Yeezy, what's going on? He's like, you're a wavy dude, you're soulful. And it's like, but people on the subreddit keep like putting that, so it'll be like the discussion will be called a Yeezy, Yeezy, and it's like, first reply is like, you use a soul, like a wavy dude.
Just a response.
And then it's just like a thread.
Yeah,
of
all
lines.
The
way over.
Yeah. Makes sense. I wonder if someone's like compiled like those interludes,
mm-hmm.
and then like the greatest ones from like random albums.
Oh, man. That'd be tough.
Because there's so many.
Chicken
of them.
And Beer had like a lot of good ones. Yeah. But then like,
I mean, it's like a very like insider weird thing to do.
Yeah.
From saying
like a super cut of interludes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you could do them from, Late Registration had a lot of good ones because it was like that poor fraternity was like mm-hmm. the interludes where it's like, it starts out where they're explaining the fraternity and like Kanye West, his character is rushing the fraternity. But then like in the fourth interlude, they find out that he's like not poor and he like still like he spends money on shoes and clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good interlude series because they're all related. Anyways, Thursday, we also talk about This Week in Movies and Now, where we watch trailers for movies that are coming out tonight, like that night.
A lot of trailers
tonight.
This week, actually.
And trailer talk.
Yeah.
So we talk about trailers that we saw in general. And then Friday, we do Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, where we talk about our weeks and what, like, random stuff. So we maybe will tackle gun control.
Whoa.
Probably not, because I don't think we're qualified.
Whoa. We don't have to be qualified.
No.
This is America. You can talk.
Yeah.
You don't need to be qualified. Not even to be president.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton. I don't know why I said that name.
I know.
That sounds like, God forbid someone takes me seriously. I've been worried about that lately because I say a lot of stuff and I like in my head, it's like a continuing inside joke with myself. And I'm worried that people don't realize it's an inside joke.
Just
and
carrying just it over and over to episode yeah. to episode. It's like, I mean, I'm sensing a pattern. There's no way you could joke over and over, right?
Like, I am voting for Hillary. Let me just say that right now. Unless Bernie Sanders says something miraculous.
You're like, wait a second. Unless, let me leave a caveat.
Yeah. For sure not voting for Trump. Even if Hillary Clinton drops out of the race, I guess I will not flex my patriotic muscle that election. Well, I'll vote for everything else I can vote for. Because there's usually other issues and stuff, right?
Yes. I can tell if you're serious or not.
Well, I mean, like,
there's all those props. California's pretty powerful. We got all those props. That
yeah,
we,
but we had
we
like
do
some
craziness.
We had some issues on the ballot this last one.
We had one.
Which one?
I only saw one.
I saw like three.
Ooh.
In Orange County. You voted in Ventura
County. I voted
in
Ventura County. I only had one, which was the statewide one, which was the one if you can like suspend someone in the state Congress or something.
Yeah, I said yeah. It's so misleading. I don't do any research on those things, and I'm just like. Sounds good. Suspend people.
Yeah.
For like spending money or something, right? If you spend government money, you can be suspended.
When,
or no, you
like
can be suspended without pay
of corruption
or something.
Before they could only either get rid of... There's no like...
There's no middle ground.
Middle ground. I think this established a middle ground. I think it passed.
And then there was one that was like... In Orange County, it was like spending money... Like if they spend money on any money, like there has to be a good paper trail. And I'm like, sounds good to me. So they're like, we're going to set up a committee that just does that. I'm like, sounds good to me. Not realizing, now in retrospect, I realize it's going to cost a lot of money to do that, which means less money goes
to
schools.
That's why California is a weird-ass place, because you can literally, as long as you, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it and stuff, but as long as you get it on the ballot, we get to change like anything. It's weird. It's very
bizarre.
I'm going to
make a proposition. You know what a proposition? I bet you I could run on the governor platform. I can run for governor of California on this platform.
Mm-hmm.
Relabeling certain animals as wild animals and not wild animals. Because like hedgehogs what are considered like hedgehogs are considered wild animals, so you can't have them as a pet.
Oh, is that a distinction?
Yeah. So California is like the strictest state. I bet you.
Really?
Enough people would support me. Because people just want hedgehogs as pets. Like I could say anything else I want. I can be like, well, no, I can't say anything because I was about to say something very offensive.
And I'll get elected. I could go in the street
and shoot
a guy, and then
my numbers won't drop.
And they won't drop. My polls are that good. My people are loyal.
Is that crazy that he said that and he's still running? Like, I think in this day and age.
Very, yes. But he did say it a long time ago. He's like, there was not that there wasn't
he
any
says,
gun stuff back
I
then.
I was watching MSNBC. I think, and they have like the top 10 crazy things Trump has said. And whenever he says like a new crazy thing, they have to drop things out of the list.
Yeah.
See, and it's like every day.
Oh, yeah.
They add to this list.
Oh, yeah. It's like impossible to keep track of. I think that's his plan is like, I'll throw so much out there, only so much can stick.
That's my plan with this podcast.
I don't know how that's a strategy.
Me and Donald Trump, I'm very similar. DP meets DT.
Exactly.
That's the new podcast.
Yes.
DTP, just Disturbing the Peace.
So much out there.
Donald Trump Patel. That's weird. Wait, what?
Donald Trump president.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
Things
we can't even
very wrong
roll that
if that
into
happens.
Experience. But if we talk about Donald Trump enough, there's a chance that he'll die. Due to the Destiny Pizza's
point.
Curse.
Good point.
So every day this week, I'm going to say a trivia fact about Donald Trump.
Whoa.
On Destiny Pizza's. Is this in poor taste?
I think so, because we've never intentionally tried to do it. So I feel like if we try to do it, it won't work either.
And we're only giving him more.
Yes.
So I'll say a trivia fact about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
So this might be coming up Bernie if stuff starts to happen.
Yeah.
Possible.
Do you think there's any chance that a third Democratic person can, like... Like Hillary Clinton,
come
like,
out of nowhere.
She gets indicted, and she's like, "Okay, I can't run for president."
Mm-hmm.
And like Bernie Sanders gets passed up again. Is there any chance?
Yes, there's a chance.
Very slim chance, though, right? He's still running. He's still.
Would think there's a slim chance because, like, as somebody, they like people don't like it when you don't get votes, and like. They're gonna ride if you just pull out somebody that like no one voted for that guy. At least this guy got some votes.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it would
especially
happen.
Especially against Trump, I think you'd have to put someone like Bernie in if Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
runs.
Especially if the polls like they would have him winning too at that point. Like if it was somebody if like the second person was losing, they might say, "Oh, we need to bring a third party guy in."
Get, okay,
like,
let's
a
just
Joe Biden.
Let's
or
just
something.
Try some
unless
weird...
it was like a Joe Biden though.
Yeah.
Like that's...
But he's not going to run, he said.
I know, but conceivably if she drops out somehow and then Biden, like they're really pushing Biden and he does it, then I could see that happening possibly and people wouldn't be as pissed, I don't think. But.
Okay. Trump owns Mar-a-Lago, a 17-acre estate built in Palm Beach in the 1920s by serial heiress Marjorie Meriwether Post. It has 12 fireplaces and nearly 60 bedrooms. So that's your Donald Trump trivia for today.
He owns it.
He owns it.
Has he been there?
I don't know.
I'm not convinced people who own things have been there.
Nowadays, no. What? This is I'm going to have to say because this is related to us. How great would it be if I just didn't say it? I was like, this is astonishing. Listen, come back tomorrow and find out.
They're waiting through the whole episode. They're like, I still haven't heard it. When's it coming?
Trump has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which he received back in 2007. Oh, The Apprentice, duh.
Yeah.
I'm like, what has he contributed to the world of entertainment? If he has a star, we deserve a star.
Yes. He was in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
When Macaulay Culkin comes to New York
City.
Would
you share a Hollywood Walk of Fame star with me?
Do people do that?
I don't think so.
I'm like trying to think of like big name duos that probably...
Sonny and Cher.
That would. If they would.
I don't think so.
Look, there has to be.
I don't even think, like, no, I don't...
Like, did the Simpsons have a star?
It's just Homer.
I mean, like...
In reality,
I know, like, Mickey
gets,
Mouse has stars, right?
In reality, like, out of the Simpsons family, who gets a star?
Let me give it... It's got to be Homer.
I'm thinking Bart.
What's the pull? I think it's got to be Homer. Because I think Bart was the guy, like, kids liked, but I think Homer's, like, the guy. And then, as Simpson fan gets older, it's more skewed toward Homer. But most, you could probably just look up most popular Simpson character, and that'll probably be. But then you're, if it's the whole list of characters. Let's see. From 2014.
Does that even 25. Mean it? Oh, the Supremes. So there's a band. There we go.
Oh, yeah, bands, obviously. It's like there's got to be groups. Like Siegfried and Roy, do they have?
Are they? Yeah, like I doubt they have them because usually you have to like contribute something to the world of entertainment.
One guy bit by a lion or something.
That doesn't matter. He got mauled by a lion. It doesn't matter.
That kind of contributes to my societal knowledge. So that's something.
Have we ever talked about that on the podcast before? 161 weeks we've been doing this podcast. 160 weeks we've been doing this podcast. Have we ever talked about Siegfried and Roy?
I'd be surprised if we didn't, but I can't really.
That's your job, listeners.
Track it down. When did we bring it up? Well, I got this top Simpsons list. Is this like the family's not in this? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. From dorkly.com in 2014.
Very, very reputable source.
Incredible. Homer's number one and Bart's number two. But then Burns is number three, so I don't know. It's not using just the immediate family.
I mean, if anyone gets a star on the Walk of Fame, it's like Matt Groening.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Did we talk about Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, everything. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's go back to the beginning, to
what the week's about. You guys might be wondering, like, hey, why are they why are they just rambling so much?
Yes.
Palaver. There's a word I learned this week.
Obviously not well enough. Can't pronounce it.
It's a weird word.
I know. I don't know the word. I'm just saying, you say you learned the word, but did you really learn it if you don't know it?
Palaver. P-A-L-A-V-E-R.
Okay.
Palaver. It means to talk unnecessarily at length. Or prolonged and idle discussion.
That should be our subtitle for our podcast. To talk unnecessarily long at length.
Yeah, like if I printed a t-shirt, it'd be Destiny Pizzas, and then the phonetic pronunciation, and then it'd be like noun, a podcast... talk. I don't know how the definition would be. It would just be that definition. Yes. That's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Maybe that was an insult when the person taught me that word.
They're like trying to tell you something, but you're like, ooh, I learned a word. But they're saying, like, no, I'm trying to describe you right now in this moment. No. They're like, ooh, thank you for teaching
me. The conversation was like, what are synonyms for droove?
Yeah. You're like, oh, I just learned a word. You didn't put two and two together.
No, I was like, oh, that's an interesting word. Why don't you paint me like one of your French girls? I don't know why. My mind's been going back to that so much lately. Okay, let's get this.
I just saw that Rick and Morty not too long ago. The one where they go on the Titanic, like the recreation.
Yeah.
That one's in that too.
Oh, that's such a great episode.
So funny.
It's like weird because Rick and Morty, for some reason, some of the times when I think about like, I'll think about something and I'll be like, I swear it happened in like a live, in my head, it's like, what sitcom was it?
And yeah.
It'll be like a live action sitcom.
Mm.
Like the Titanic recreation.
That could easily
and
be
then
from
it. Could be like in like Seinfeld or one of those like.
Yeah.
What is that show where like David Spade and Patrick Warburton and there are like three rules of engagement?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's definitely like one of those where everybody loves Raymond or something. Everybody loves Layman. And I'm like, oh, it's Rick and Morty.
Which is the crazy thing about that show, because you can have a whole plot that has nothing to do with, like, the supernatural and, like...
aliens or anything.
Yeah, it's just like, no, this plot's going on in the story.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a weird plot line.
Oh, yeah, it's a weird plot line, of course, but there's no aliens involved. Which pretty much always the Rick and Morty main plot has.
Let's get into it. Superhero news. Movie news.
Mm-hmm. We got some Spider-Man Homecoming news. We got some casting. They're getting this cast together. Gotten pretty big right now.
Yeah.
Should we go one by one and discuss it, or just
let's
say
do
them all?
Let's do these first, and then that one.
Okay. So Logan Marshall Green has been added as a villain. So he's going to be working alongside Michael Keaton's character, we assume is the Vulture. We still 100% know that's confirmed.
Birdman himself.
Yes. And we don't know who this villain is either. So.
You want to throw some predictions out there?
Well, I did hear speculation early on about... So I don't know if that's my prediction, but they were saying that he could possibly be like the Tinkerer. Who like would build the vulture suit.
I like that.
Or something. And then they said like the Tinkerer's been big in like some of the video games or something.
That's the weird thing. Like some of the video games have like the vulture has been big in some of the video games.
Yeah, because I don't know anything from the vulture. Well, I know like a tiny bit, but it's from, as I always say, the animated series. That's where I get my knowledge. He's in like only like one or two episodes, and it's a bizarre. I don't know if that's even how the character is, but in the TV show, he's like an old man, and then he gets young.
Yeah,
he like has a. Something that makes he's like him a get scientist. Young. Yeah, he's like a scientist, dude.
Oh, wait, I forgot to say, yeah, the reason we're rambling so much is because there's barely any news on Monday, mm-hmm. which is like, so that's what we
which
do.
Is pretty
so, which
rare.
Is why it's like almost been half an hour.
Exactly.
And we barely broke the news.
Yes.
But I'm going to spin it off again. Mm-hmm. I actually used to call one of my friends a vulture, like the vulture. Oh. That was my nickname for her. Mm-hmm. Because we were at a party and she was just standing in the corner watching everyone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is like when I like, just met her. And I was like, do you just like, because she couldn't drink alcohol. She was allergic. And I was like, you tend to observe people, huh? And she's like, yeah. And I was like a, and she tried to finish my sentence. And she was like a vulture. And I was like, I was going to say scientist. But okay.
There you go.
And so then I called her the vulture, like from Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, he's both of those things.
Yes. Makes sense.
So yeah,
he's a scientist. And
he's a scientist vulture. And a vulture, crazy. Which my friend was
crazy
because she observes people when nice. They're drinking alcohol. And then she started drinking alcohol, and then I was like, "This is so bad because you can't drink alcohol." And
it doesn't really.
It just ended up horribly well. Every time she had like one shot, she would get like wasted, and you'd yes. have to walk her back to her apartment all the way across campus.
That always seems so dangerous to me.
Yeah,
it's like people can't have till like one.
Remember that one time in. Where we were at, like, our friend's house, who was, it was really cold at his house.
Yes.
And our friend's friend had a beer, and she was, like, wasted.
That was bizarre. It was, like, one.
Yeah, one Budweiser.
It was bizarre. I'm like...
And she was so...
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it was an allergic reaction. I think she was just straight up wasted.
I know. Yeah, I just think...
And then her boyfriend was just pissed.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was funny, though, because, like, he does, like, he did drugs.
He does crazy stuff, yeah.
I don't know about how, if he still does it, mm-hmm. but he did drugs.
Yeah.
And I say, like, real drugs. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, it's so embarrassing. I was like, just give her some bread. You'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Just eat something or drink some water, and it should clear up, I would think. I mean,
but that was before,
that's how it usually works.
That was crazy because it was before any of us are 21, mm-hmm. and our friend's parents bought, like, the people whose house it was bought the alcohol yeah. for us, and they bought us pizza and
very
bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to spend the night there, though, and it was so cold.
Yes. It wasn't really well planned out.
No.
Because, like, I just ended up on the floor.
I think you covered yourself with, like a mat or something.
I think I did in, like, the middle of the night, too, because I don't think I felt it right away, but then...
It was so, and then the so next morning I think, he was like, why didn't you guys just turn off the air conditioner?
It's like,
and I was like, motherfucker, you're Icelandic. I thought this is like, you, I thought you kept your house cold to feel
exactly.
more at home.
Yeah. I don't think it's right to control someone's air conditioning if you don't know you can do that. Like if we were given the heads up, maybe, but I don't think it's okay to just be like, oh, I'm going to control that.
Even, okay, we've been friends for almost 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever think of just like... We were watching a movie or something. Would you ever think of just like going to my air conditioner?
Never. Why would you control someone else? Like you would just, oh, obviously I'm just going to adapt to what it is.
Yeah. I'm like, this is what they're comfortable at.
Yeah. This is how they like to have it. Like, what if something else, like somebody else wants it this cold and it's like, it just seems odd that
yeah.
you would do that.
That was so strange.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Even if he was in my house and he did that, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, it was cold, so I was like, why would you just do that?
But like, I have blankets. Why?
Yeah.
That was the weird thing, is he didn't have blankets.
Yeah, that was the problem. That's the main problem. It shouldn't matter if it's that cold if he got blankets.
Yeah.
The fact that there's no blankets made it that worse.
Yeah.
He should have just found his dog and, like,
Yeah, he had a big like polar bear for a dog.
I feel like that you could cover it. And
he would probably
fine.
Vote for me if I had that wild animal.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, people would try to classify my dog as a wild animal for years.
Okay, so yeah, Logan Marshall Green,
yes,
Tinkerer potentially. I'm gonna predict he is gonna be. He's like a pretty young guy, right?
Yes, they say he looks like Tom Hardy, like mini Tom Hardy. He's like, I want to say like. Late 20s, early 30s.
Okay, so he's not high school.
No. Which is, all the casting this week are like, they can't be students, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Unless they're playing like some
fucking Grease students.
Yeah. Especially they're going like literally the age of like high schoolers.
And, yeah, like.
Or like right after. Like, no one's like older than 20, I think.
I don't think in the high school. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict. Based on what I want mm-hmm. in this world.
Yes.
He is going to be the Rhino.
Ooh.
After the abomination of Paul Giamatti.
He's gonna do a crazy Russian accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they like Jamie Foxx and Paul Giamatti, they were in like, both of them together were like in a different movie, I think.
Yeah.
They're like, we are coming out of the comic book. We are Batman forevering this. We are out of like craziness. We're gonna play these characters crazy for some reason.
Yeah.
Another casting news. Martin Starr has been added to the cast.
Wunderbar.
It's pretty cool. Another Silicon Valley person.
Do you think he's gonna
Freaks
be
and
the...
Geeks? I think one of the writers works on Freaks and Geeks or something.
He used to work on Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah. Still does. The show doesn't get made, but he still works on it for some reason.
This isn't the movie with the dude who directed Vacation, right?
No. This is John Watts. He did, like, he's not very well known. I saw a movie he did Cop Car.
Oh, okay.
With a couple kids.
Kevin Bacon.
Yes. But I think he's only done like
that. What movie am I thinking of with that one guy?
You're thinking of like John Francis Daly or something.
Yeah, I thought he worked on this movie.
He was one of the runners for director. He may, I don't know. I don't think he's writing. Like, I forgot who was writing. Maybe he is one of the writers.
Because that means they would have worked together on Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, because somebody said they were, so maybe he is writing it. Writer. Let's see. Because I don't think John Watts is writing.
Yeah, he's co-writer.
Okay, so he's a co-writer. You're right. But he was also in running for director at one point. But yeah, that's... I just heard a writer knew Martin Starr.
Yes, therefore, that's them too, because they were both the Geeks.
Yes.
And there was one more who was Sam Levine, Little Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the three Geeks.
Yes.
Do you think Sam Levine ever regrets that? He's like, I was in Inglourious Basterds. I'm on Doug Loves Movies, and I have like an encyclopedic knowledge of movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not Martin Starr, and I'm not John Francis Daly.
He was in Inglourious Basterds, though. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
To be in.
Yeah. But you're not in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, but who knew Silicon Valley was going to be Silicon Valley?
No, I don't think anyone did.
I think it literally the show came out of nowhere. I didn't hear about it until I just saw it on my TV. I'm like,
oh, I heard about it because I was like,
pretty cool.
I heard about it because of Kumail.
Yeah. So I was like, this is
like
pretty
him.
Cool.
Yeah, brown person on TV. Yes. Gotta watch that.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
I was like, this is on after Game of Thrones. I will watch it.
Yeah. Speaking of brown people.
We got some amazing casting news, in my opinion. We got some Donald Glover is going to be in Spider-Man Homecoming.
As?
That's the question. We don't know. It's a mystery. The director actually talked this week, but he didn't say anything.
Do you think they did this just because of the whole Donald for Spider-Man thing? Or this guy was really a big fan of The Martian?
I
did not like his character in The Martian.
I didn't either. I was like, this guy is so annoying. It's like, you're better than this Donald Glover.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, I'm sure that's how they had the character. He was, like, I think he was meant to be annoying, right?
Yeah, probably.
I think some people liked his character, though, and I was like, I didn't like it.
But did you ever watch the final release? The theatrical?
I like scenes, like scenes from it.
Okay.
But not like start to finish.
I think it'd be hard for us to watch it because we're like, we know the gist of the story.
Yeah. It's, I feel like it's a long movie.
It is a long movie.
And that's why I feel like it's hard. But I also feel like I didn't give it enough of a shot still, and I feel bad that people like it so much.
Yeah.
But
I thought about that today. My dad was watching The Town mm-hmm. with Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck and Blake Lively, I believe, is in it, and Jeremy Renner, I think, is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I think a lot of people like this movie. And when I saw it, I said it was trash. And the Boston accent was so thick that you need subtitles throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. It's always bizarre to see, like, just there's always a few movies that you just don't click, that, like, mass people click with, and you're like, this is bizarre to me.
Yeah. It's like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Yeah. What I think. That was me in Interstellar. I was like, I don't. But yeah. I think there was enough people in my camp.
Yeah.
That I was fine with it, because I think.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, all the stuff I thought was true was they're just blinded by Christopher Nolan, blinded by one loving those, space.
I think it's one of those movies where people are like, I'm a smart person.
I know. And like that's not the reason I don't like it, is because I don't understand it. I kind of get it, but like.
That's the thing. I think everyone gets it.
Yeah, it's not like.
It's not like you don't have to be a genius to get it.
Like, the movie makes you think it's smarter than it is, and then
that's
like,
what my problem is with it.
Yeah. That's why you haven't seen it.
That's why I never saw it. But I know the whole thing about it.
But I like McConaughey.
Who doesn't? America's sweetheart himself. But yeah. It's just like, it drives me crazy when people do that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm smart because I know who Andy Warhol is. And I'm like, congratulations. I'm pretty sure I had an Andy Warhol coloring book when I was 4.
Yeah. People like to think they're smart.
That's not true. That's rude. I do pride myself on my Andy Warhol knowledge. I'm that person. I hate.
You are that so guy. Much. I knew Andy Warhol.
I knew Andy Warhol before he was famous. No, it was. But yeah, it's just like, it drives me crazy when things like that happen.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God, Inception. I think Inception was one of those movies. We're like, oh my God, it's so deep.
Yeah, I like Inception.
Inception
like,
was cool.
I don't think it's like mind-blowingly crazy. Like,
it's not like it revolutionized like science or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like. This is like a Christopher Nolanism. His like things are, people think it's so deep, but it's really like not like, super
it's not
deep.
That deep. It's like, watch fucking Cosmos.
Yeah, it was like really crazy things.
You know who executive produced that show? Seth MacFarlane. Genius.
That's how you
America's
know.
Sweetheart.
That's how you know it's deep.
Yeah. But yeah. So, did you say the name already?
Yeah, Donald Glover.
Okay. So. The day this was announced,
yes,
I wore a shirt I haven't worn for years.
Ah.
Like I wore my like childish... Before.
Oh.
I wore my Childish Gambino shirt.
Really?
Because I didn't go to work, and I saw my Childish Gambino shirt in my closet, and I was like, it's like a 4-year-old t-shirt. I haven't worn it for years. I'm going to wear it today.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. It got announced that he was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wore it again on Friday. It was announced that he's releasing a new album.
Mm.
I think whenever I wear that shirt, it's a big day for Donald Glover.
You're making things happen for him.
Yeah.
He should be thanking you.
He should be thanking me.
Clearly, like, you haven't worn that shirt in a while, and we haven't really heard any news about him in a while.
He was in The Martian.
Yeah. That's like the last thing we heard from him.
Community got canceled. He was in The Martian. Only tragedies happened in his life.
Clearly.
Since I stopped wearing that shirt.
Clearly.
Except for the fact that his rapping career has blown up.
And he has a TV show like Atlanta. Kind of Atlanta show. Maybe it's called Atlanta.
I don't know. It's called Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he's doing all right.
But other than that.
Other than that, his life
those
is.
Those very successful things.
Yeah. You know? Other than that, he's. What a horrible life.
Yeah.
But I think I stopped wearing it because he blew up too big. He got too famous.
Yeah, like to be on the underground now. It's everyone knows who he is. He's on the radio, so I mean, I know you wouldn't know, but he shows up on the radio sometimes.
That's crazy.
And you're like, he's on the radio.
I went to his apartment to listen to him rap.
I know. That's why it's bizarre. I'm like,
wouldn't go with me.
I know, because I thought I wanted him to be Danny Glover, related to Danny Glover. I was disappointed. I didn't know Community back then.
That like, it's the craziest thing. New Year's Eve was the craziest thing to me.
Yeah, pretty bizarre.
I got invited to his apartment, for New Year's Eve. And then I had to, I was getting dinner with people when I found out.
It was like through social media, right?
Yes, through Twitter. It's like if you emailed his email.
I feel like that's back when Twitter, like you could do that.
No one was on Twitter.
Yeah, I feel like if you did that now, that is very dangerous.
And, yeah.
Like, you shouldn't do that.
Because, like, a bot would happen.
Yeah.
And then you would have, like, child molesters at your apartment. So, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't going that dark, but possibly.
And then no one would go with me. No. I had to call someone I never hung out with outside of class.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, I guess.
Couldn't find any Donald Glover fans back then.
That's how I found, because I was like, have you seen the show Community?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you know the black guy in Community? You want to go to his apartment tonight? And she's like, yeah, sure. I wasn't even 21 yet.
No.
Oh, my God. And then I had to pay for parking. That was like flex, though. Paid for parking. Got a picture with them. Got to meet the Apple Store guy from Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yes. Or
DC Pearson. And so Super Sam. And I was like 5 feet away from him while he was rapping. And now look.
Yeah.
At his only career. Spider-Man look, himself.
Ever since then, he just kept on the rise.
Yeah.
Since then.
The OGs say Donald Glover, how high is high enough?
There's some connection, man. We can make this a movie.
Until, yeah, I'm like, good luck, Chuck. I'm like Dane Cook and good luck, Chuck.
Yes, but only for Donald Glover.
But only for Donald Glover. And it's a lucky t-shirt.
Yes.
And ever since then, my life has been going downhill.
Yeah, it's going the opposite way.
Yeah.
Opposite.
He took my luck. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's like that movie. Where luck gets taken.
When he signed, I had him sign a $10 bill. He's like, you sure you want me to sign a $10 bill? And I'm like, yeah, I don't have any ones. And you always give out your music for free. So it's like, not that big of a deal.
Wait, he signed a $10 bill for you?
Yeah, I have a $10 bill signed by Donald Glover.
Oh, I did not remember that. Or remember you never
I never mentioned
me.
It.
Bizarre.
Why I'll bring
not,
it after I finish
why
recording.
Why would you not mention it? I feel like that's an obscure thing. And he usually signs $1 bills? Or
no, like I just didn't have a, like... My
okay,
sister,
you would have him sign it because it's worth less than a $10
bill. Yeah, because it's just something for him to sign.
Yes, okay.
Got but it. Then my sister has a $10 bill signed by Method Man.
Oh.
But the joke on her is it's not signed to her. I don't know if this one's signed to me. I'm going to go check after after we finish recording this episode.
All right.
Which people are definitely stop listening because it's 42 minutes into the podcast.
They're like, and you're still on the
and
first.
We're still on the
line.
First segment. Okay, let's rush through.
Anyways,
this.
Anyways, who do you want Donald Glover to be?
Spider-Man. An older Miles Morales.
That's what I would love. Too.
Or Miles Morales' uncle.
Yeah,
in the
Prowler.
Issue.
Prowler.
Yeah,
because he was a superhero too, or something. Or
he's
a
like
thief
a thief
or something.
Yeah, he's a thief. He breaks into Oscorp, and that's how the spider bites Miles.
I would love either of those two things. I'm not convinced that's what they'll do. I kind of feel
how
like
about
just...
Peter Parker's drug dealer?
I don't think they'll do that either.
I would love that.
I have a feeling he'll just be like a teacher or something.
Yeah, like him and Martin Starr, I think, are going to be teachers.
Yeah, because it's all school because they already got the principal. Like, it seems like we're not even going to go anywhere else except that school. Is
yeah.
What it feels like. I don't know. It's just.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
they cast
anything.
The principal as well?
Yeah, the Asian dude.
Yeah. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, from Captain America.
Yeah.
He's a howling commando.
Yeah.
And he's Judge Ito.
Chester Ming.
And we went through all of his things.
Yeah.
And went through his IMDb and stuff.
Not America's Sweetheart, though.
No. No.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's just...
Let's go to Guardians news. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Production wrapped this week.
No, filming wrapped.
Filming wrapped. Oh, yeah.
Because they're still editing.
That's good.
And
point.
Then they have
filming
to...
wrapped. Chris
they're probably
Pratt's
gonna
done,
do
and they'll probably do reshoots
because it's a Marvel movie.
Yes, but the first batch of filming, has finished.
Did you see the picture of Star-Lord in armor?
I didn't.
Yeah,
interesting.
Well, it's not like real armor; it's just like a chest piece that he's wearing. But it's like,
wonder what that.
Him
means.
And the stuntman were wearing that.
Ah, oh, I did see that. Then I didn't realize he was wearing armor. I just thought they were in their. Regular clothes.
Like they're facing each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but I guess I was just looking at their face. I was like, oh.
You're like, oh, they're both wearing masks. Oh, the same it's size. Amazing how they, how similar they look.
It's weird.
When they cover all their features that make them unique.
When you can't see their face, you know, they kind of look the same. It's odd. Yeah. It's weird how that works. Why would they, like, of course they want to get somebody the same size. Of course. Weird.
Yeah.
And then along with that news, there's been an announcement about who's going to Comic-Con. Guardians is going to Comic-Con.
Nice.
So we don't know which, probably, I would assume the whole cast.
Probably.
Michael
Rooker?
I would assume Michael Rooker.
How low do you think gets invited?
I think you get Diesel, Cooper,
Saldana,
Batista, Pratt, get James Gunn, you get Karen Gillan, who's Nebula.
You get Michael Rooker.
You
get James Gunn's brother, like Sean, is that his name?
No, I don't think you get him. I mean, he may be there.
I think he'll be there,
but he won't be on the panel. You get Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
I hope so, at least. They probably still won't say who he is. We know he's his dad, I think, right?
Yeah. I think that's confirmed. I think so. But
I don't know if it's officially confirmed or if it's the one of those confirmed that we just heard about.
Do you think it's weird that, like, okay, so, like, who was big? Who was at Comic-Con? Like, wasn't Angelina Jolie there a few years ago?
Was she?
At Comic-Con.
Really?
I think so. So, like, do you think... Well, okay, let's just say Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Do you think he... So, he signed his contract and, like, you have to do promotion. You have to go to a Comic-Con. He's like, I have to do a what?
Yeah.
He's like, you have to go on stage and sit at a table with a bunch of, like, your co-stars and talk about the movie. He's like, I never... Like, do you know who I am?
Yeah. But I...
Do you think they get into, like, they're stoked about it?
I think most of them like it because it's so crazy. I think most people who don't know what they're in for, like, are so overwhelmed that there's
that many. It's like so much support.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's same thing with Destiny Pizzas, I like to think.
Exactly.
That we're so separated from our fans.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Don't term fans. Like, people who are into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we never, like, Tom Cruise, how often do you think he interacts with, like, on that big of a scale.
Yeah. You never, like, playing for, like, it's musician, like, you're playing for crowds, but, like, actors, you're literally just on sets. You don't see crowds.
Yeah.
Like, you see crowds at talk shows, but, like, they're not all into you.
And, yeah, they're not
small
all
theaters,
into you.
And they're not all into you. This is, like,
it's literally like going to an airport in Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
They do not get that very often. So I think, like, especially, like those older actors who never done a movie like this, they're, like, I think they're just, I think they would be psyched, most of them.
Like, I think Stallone was there.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like, what?
Yeah.
You want me to do a what? I don't know. My voice game is wrecked.
Yeah. Not your best.
Arnold was probably... Oh, Arnold was there, I think.
Arnold.
For Genesis? Schwarzenegger?
Oh. I'm sure he was there, yeah.
Yeah.
And then another... couple announcements about Comic-Con. Doctor Strange is coming to Comic-Con, which is cool, and Suicide Squad are also coming to Comic-Con.
Like Tilda Swinton, major star.
Yeah, but she's I don't know if Narnia or anything ever. I don't think it was that big back then when that movie came out. Was it? Would that be something that would show up there? I don't know.
I want to say that I was there the year after, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I went to Comic-Con, the first year I went to Comic-Con, Good Luck Chuck was there.
Really?
And Dane Cook and Jessica Alba were at the stand, and you can get their autographs.
That seems like a bizarre thing to be there.
Yeah.
I don't even think, like, a movie like that would be there now.
Probably not.
Like, I don't think they would preview, like, would you preview?
Pathology with Milo Ventimiglia. Dragon Wars.
I'm thinking of the Seth Rogen.
Zach and Miri made a porno. But that's Kevin Smith.
I guess he has the panel every year.
Then.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Good. So there. The two movies I did mention, though, would not be there.
It's true.
Actually, they probably would. Dragon Wars was.
Yeah, Dragon Wars.
And Civil War, Captain America Civil War news. It passed $400 million domestically, making it the highest grossing movie of the year. So if you didn't put that on your number one.
Yeah, it's going to be number one.
You played yourself.
Finding Nemo's, Dory, doing pretty well so far. But I don't think it'd get $400 million.
Yeah,
but never estimate kids' movies. They're always high grossing if they're good.
Yeah, if they're good.
If they're good, that's always the key. Because then you got to get, like, adults to be like, I'm not even going to go with a kid. I'm just going to go.
Everyone I know who saw Finding Dory so far loved it, though.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine it not making a ton of money.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, that's, like, a lot of people's top Pixar movie in general. Finding Nemo.
It's because, I don't know, because whenever I do that list,
I never think of Toy Story. Yeah.
For some reason. It's like out of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't include it. It's just too good.
Toy Story, it just seems like its own category almost. It's not like... For some reason, like Pixar, you don't think of that.
I usually say Nemo or Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about it, because Nemo was, what, like 10 years old now? The first one? Original?
Yeah, sounds about right.
No, actually, no. It has to be longer than that.
Really?
10 years ago, we were in high school still.
Would it come out before high school?
I think so. Because I went to the El Capitan Theater.
Let's see. Not more than like 12 years, though.
I think it was 12 years old.
Let's see. No. I searched Finding Nemo and it put Finding Dory.
2003. 13 years ago.
Quite a bit.
Young 13-year-old Drew went with his eldest sister and her friend to the El Capitan Theater and watched this movie. And I remember that was a tragedy to me because that was when they shifted everything away from like the cool stuff that they used to do before the movie to really lame stuff. So I think there was just people dancing on stage. Where before it was like behind the scenes, I guess I've always been a nerd, but it's like behind the scenes or like special
Where's
stuff.
Where's the behind the scenes?
Yeah, I want to see. Where's the director's commentary option? I just want to know what they thought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want the process of the people making the film.
How is that the next step? Maybe after Comic-Con, they're like, okay, so Jeff Bridges, you're going to stay at the El Capitan Theater for 3 showings a day, and you're just going to do a Q&A before the showing.
Yes, you're just going to have to talk about it. That's what the people want, you know? They want more.
I would go to multiple showings if I could talk to Jeff Bridges beforehand.
Of course.
I'd be like, so what's it like owning your own winery? Okay.
And he would say, we're supposed to talk about the movie. Don't talk to me personal questions. Next. I assume that'll
work. Why did you choose wine and not beer?
He's like, again. I said.
Movie questions. As a wrap gift, do you give bottles of your wine?
All right, get this guy out of here.
No one else have a question?
Why are you the only one here? This isn't even a sanctioned Q&A. This is just you coming up to me.
Oh my gosh, I wish.
Into the TV realm, superhero news. We got some Supergirl news. We got ourselves a Superman.
Drew Patel. What a weird
casting. Crazy. Yeah. They really went outside the box on that one.
Yeah, they're like, they saw how big.
They're like, we got a retcon.
Norms.
Got to retcon that weird off the distance image.
Yeah.
But that'll be okay.
I mean, he was always in a shadow.
Yes.
And so now it could have been me.
Yeah. And now we're the CW version, so we could be a little different anyway.
Yeah.
So
also, he's adopted and he's in love with the other adopted children or whatever the stupid shows are on that channel. Wait, no, I'm thinking of Freeform. My bad.
No, this always, is the CW.
Always get those two confused.
Yes. Very different, but not really.
Yeah.
But yes, still. So our Superman is Tyler Hoechlin. Sure.
Hoechlin.
He's Hoechlin, man. So he's been on, I think he was on like Teen Wolf or something. I haven't seen that. But he was in a couple other things. But it's an interesting Superman choice.
Yeah.
But I'm
not the dude that everyone wanted.
No, not Tom Welling.
Yeah.
But I feel like if he himself really wants to be in the show, they'll find a way to put him in there at some point.
Yeah.
Because they're like very loyal about their
What if he's characters. Just like an impersonator? Like, you know how this season on Game of Thrones we had like people who were not the people
yeah.
like in the play?
Mm-hmm.
there's like a off-Broadway production of Superman, and what's the guy's name?
Tom Welling.
Tom Welling is Superman in that.
I could see that.
That'd be pretty entertaining.
That'd be cool. He's like the actor playing him or something.
Yeah.
I'd go for that. Be cool. But like, I think it's on him to, I don't know. Like he said, I think he did an interview and he said they haven't talked to him about anything. But I feel like if he wanted to, it'd be really easy to do something for the show.
Yeah.
Because they've already got somebody, like they had the Supergirl from Smallville come on the show as a character.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they'll honor their characters. But I'm just excited to see a Superman on the show.
Instead of a shadowy figure.
Yeah.
Which could have been Dhruv Patel.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm or deny that I was Superman before this guy.
It's true. True. They won't allow you to say it.
Sign an NDA. Or did I?
Exactly. I
did not sign an NDA.
Exactly. So you don't know.
Have you ever signed an NDA? Can you say it?
Yes. I think you can say, wait. Can you say it?
I don't know. I think I can say I signed an NDA once.
Yeah, you can say that if you're not specific. I guess it depends on the specific situation.
I can't say that the CW made me sign an NDA. Oh, no, I've signed two NDAs in my life, I think.
I think you can do that, though. Like, I think if it's a show or, like, a movie, like, people know you're involved with that production, and they know that you would have signed an NDA, but I assume you can bring it up if they know that. But if it's, like, some other situation.
Pretty much what I'm getting to is in Silicon Valley, yes. Big Head now admits to signing an NDA, mm-hmm. and is that enough?
I feel like sued. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's different if it's a private thing as opposed to a public thing, even though the NDA is not a public thing, but people know they happen during, like, for spoiler purposes.
So, like, I read this article.
But I don't
article.
Know if it's different. It may be the same.
Vice wrote this article a few weeks ago on, like, what it's like to have sex with a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, like, some celebrities make people sign NDAs.
Really?
It's like very gray, or 50 Shades of Gray.
That's crazy.
But if I, on the podcast, said Taylor Swift made me sign an NDA, can I say that?
I think that's violate. Like, I guess
did
it
I violate the NDA?
I think if that's in the NDA. I guess if it's written in the NDA that way.
Like, I can't even admit to signing. But then that document's worthless.
How so?
Because I can't even talk about it. What's the point of doing stuff if you can't talk about it? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's why. Why does anyone ever sign one? They can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because they won't let you do it. That's why.
So I'm not saying on this podcast that Taylor Swift made me sign an NDA.
No, you're not saying that.
I am not saying that I'm the reason her and Calvin Harris broke up.
Are you allowed to say you're not? You didn't do it? You didn't sign an NDA?
I didn't sign an NDA.
I know, but are you allowed to say that?
I might not be allowed to say that.
Exactly. That's the whole conundrum.
Yeah.
The world we're in.
She was definitely not mentioned in the article by
name.
Not
at all. But then we got some Hiddleston, though. What about Loki?
He's just pretend.
He's just a cover.
Yeah. What would people say about Taylor Swift if they saw me with her? Like, she's clearly insane.
This doesn't make sense.
No.
We need a tabloid. Something.
That was a weird thing. Like, we're not talking about that.
No, we're not.
Fuck that.
I'm still going back to the Supergirl news. We got a Superman. Exciting. I'm excited. I think they go positive direction in the show. I like Berlanti and Kreisberg. They're like geniuses because they're able to get like characters that you wouldn't think they could get.
Mm-hmm.
Because like even when they started it, like started Arrow and everything, they like snuck in like that the League of Assassins exist. Like, I heard a whole interview with Kreisberg. He, like, snuck in the story that, oh, the League of Assassins exists.
Uh-huh.
Or Shadows, I forget which
League
one.
League of Shadows.
Yeah.
They are assassins, but they're the League of Shadows.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, these exist in our world. Uh-huh. And then he had a whole backstory, and he's like, yeah, but now we gotta use Ra's al Ghul, because he's, like, the leader of them, but he's, like, the people, network people are, like, so not, like, don't have the knowledge that they're, like, well, I guess. So they keep sneaking in this story where it's like, oh, but we have to do this now.
Yeah, because we've talked about it for like 10 episodes.
So now they're that successful that they're able to like get characters in. I feel like that's with Superman, too. They're like, they put him in the background. They're like, okay, we'll let you put him in the background. It's fine. we just don't really want to use this character because we're doing the movies. So now it seems like, but it's kind of weird that...
Because, like, the Flash exists and, like...
Yeah, so it's like, why don't we just have Superman? And I feel like they just give into him every time as long as they, like...
I mean, what other show is on the CW that's this popular? As popular as those three shows?
That's like that like owns the network right now. Yeah. It's like the superhero shows.
They might as well call it the AFS, Arrow, Flash, Supergirl Network.
Yeah, and the Legends.
And oh yeah, Legends of Tomorrow.
They got every day of the week now, besides Friday, I guess. But Monday through Thursday, the main TV block.
That's the crazy thing.
It's pretty ridiculous. So I'm happy.
A sort of correction, but it wasn't my fault that the information was wrong. It was the creator's fault.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Scarlet a few weeks ago, made by the guy who made Jessica Jones, like the comic book. He said he had a deal with HBO. It's actually a deal with Cinemax. Mm-hmm. Very easy to get those confused, because I think they're owned by the same company, right?
I think so. I always feel like when...
Like, if something's off HBO, it goes straight to Cinemax.
Yeah, I always think when I get like a free trial on TV, you
it's
get
HBO
both.
And Cinemax.
Yeah.
And Star Wars news: Charlie Cox, aka Daredevil, aka that dude from Boardwalk Empire, is claiming that Daredevil ruined his shot to play Han Solo.
Interesting.
So we don't know what movie this is for. Young Han Solo.
It seemed to be the Han Solo move, but everyone else was so young.
Yeah,
it seems
compared
bizarre.
To him. Yeah. Unless he's not that old. How old do you think he is?
he's not American Sweetheart, so this doesn't count.
Yeah, so it doesn't count for points. All right. That invisible point system that we have. Oh, wow.
Now I'm thinking he's younger than I thought, but...
He's not that young, but he's not that old.
29?
He's older than that.
Okay, how old is he?
Born... December 15th, 1982, 33 years old.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like everyone else was like 25, 20, 28 range.
Yeah.
In their
late 20s, mid to late 20s.
Yes.
And he's in his early to mid 30s.
Yeah. So it seems bizarre, but you hear what he's like the reason he said?
No.
Like he said, like, because when he's Daredevil, he looks away, like when he's acting. He doesn't
look. Oh, he doesn't look at the camera.
Yeah, so when he was doing it, I guess he said he had an audition then. Because he said, like, he wasn't looking direct. Like, it messes him up.
Okay.
Like, it reminds me of the same story of, like...
Robert Englund.
What's
Did
Robert
you just
Englund
read that
story?
On Reddit I read today that Robert Englund was up for the role of Han Solo.
Yeah.
In the original movie. Who played Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so hard to believe. Like, if that guy...
That's insane.
Anytime I compare myself to Han Solo, it's mainly a joke.
Yeah.
Because, like, Han Solo is, like, what a great, awesome character, and I'm not that awesome. But, he's weird looking. And then, so he was in consideration for Han Solo, is what the article said. But then he told his friend who was sleeping on the couch that he should audition for the same movie. Turned out his friend on the couch was Mark Hamill.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that story.
So it's like, but then they said consideration for Han Solo, and I'm like, what do they consider consideration for that role? So, like, is, like, auditioning, like, in your first audition considered for the role? I think you have to make it through one.
I think that's what he means by that.
I think you have to, well, if you get called in
front, think they literally, like, tested everyone for this, for Han Solo.
Same with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, Aubrey Plaza. Had an audition for Star Wars, Force Awakens.
Yeah, they like tested everyone for everything.
It's like, I don't even know who the hell she would play.
Yeah.
Aubrey Plaza.
Doesn't make any sense. I think they're just trying things. Like, maybe this person can do this. I just haven't seen them do it.
Has she worked with J.J. Abrams before?
Don't think so. But it's literally like open casting, it seems like.
If you're famous already.
Yeah. You need to have a baseline. Or you're not going to... I mean, relatively famous. Daisy Ridley's not famous, like super famous. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
I think most people didn't know.
And look at her now.
Yeah.
America's sweetheart.
That's like the third one you said already.
Trying to keep it loose on people. Yeah. I forgot who we're talking about. Like, I was hanging out with my sister today. She's my eldest sister. She's a doctor. She's very smart. She's probably the smartest person in my family. Mm-hmm. But don't let her hear that.
It's only on the internet now.
Yeah, it's only on the internet now. She doesn't listen to this podcast, so it's fine. So,
that's I like to, when your net's overcrowded. Oh, go on.
Yeah, I like to harass her any way I can. So if we were playing, if we're watching Jeopardy, I beat her to the answer and I punch her when I got their Whoa. Answer right.
Violent.
Yeah, she's she's very strong, so yeah, she I can know. Beat me up.
If people know you, then
yeah, like
come on, is that intimidating?
Yeah. Well, I yell in her face. This is not a game, which I've told many people that. But so today we were watching TV. And I just referred to, like, everyone as America's Sweetheart.
Oh, wow. I think you're getting, like, a nervous tick of America's Sweetheart.
I love doing it, though, because it's so ridiculous. I'm like, oh, you mean America's Sweetheart Jim Carrey? And she's like, I hate, or she'll be like, I hate, because I know who she doesn't like, so she doesn't like, Katherine Heigl. Mm-hmm. I think it's because it reminds her too much of herself. So I'm like, oh, you mean America's Sweetheart Katherine Heigl? And then we had a conversation at dinner, and my brother-in-law was like, who's that, like, annoying comedian? He has, like, an annoying voice. It was John Lovitz. And I was like, oh, you mean America's Sweetheart, John Lovitz? And my sister just looks at me as if she's going to stab me.
I was like, that sentence has never been said ever in the history of the world.
Never.
But, yeah, what I was thinking was more, like, people's roles, like, affecting them, which the one I was thinking of was Hugh Laurie and his, like, limp. He, like, still has it.
Yeah.
Because of House...
And I heard the same thing happened to Kevin Spacey, who's in, like, this musical that... I forgot what it was called. But is, the character has, like, weird legs. Like, he has, like, braces on his legs, and his legs are, like... His knees are turned in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, it affected him where he had to walk weird for a while.
Yeah. So crazy that they... I wonder if they, like, know that going in, or if they, like... They never occurred.
I think that's my... That's... I have the same problem with America's Sweetheart.
Yeah, I think so. You're like, I did not know this was going to happen, and then...
It just happened. It just popped. Well, it's like the thing where you say something... stupid out of irony, where you're like making fun of people for saying hella, so you're like, oh, hella.
Yeah,
it's like me and mad, like, yeah. I originally said it as a joke because I'm like, it sounds so weird, why do people say it? Now I say it literally. I say it a lot.
Yes, makes sense,
because I'm like, oh, it's mad, I'm like mad hungry right now.
Yeah, becomes real.
It becomes real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on Netflix today, Life Story season one and The Making of Life Story.
Ooh, there we go.
It's there we
a
go.
A little of that commentary action. Yeah, thank you, Netflix, behind the scenes action. For listening.
I mean, I don't know, because one says Life Stories, and then the second one's Life Story.
That's true. They could not be related at all.
Yeah.
Which would be very coincidental.
Yeah, what are the chances?
Yes.
So, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Until tomorrow, which is Leftovers, I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And we are Destiny Pizzas. Signing off.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.